All right, it's a Tuesday. What do we do? Dial a Doc program with FHN. And today we head to the FHN marketing department. Pete Wilging is with us here today. Hey, Pete, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Great to talk to you. It's always great to talk to you. Let's talk about, especially about this. It's the Get Fit Challenge kicking off virtually this year. Tell us about the FHN Get Fit Challenge.
Well, yes, FHN's annual Get Fit Challenge is going to be done a little bit differently this year. It's going to be done virtually. It's a wellness effort to help people get healthier during in time for the summer activities. It's a program that will help people to exercise and eat right. And, of course, with the pandemic, we're not going to be doing the screenings, which has a large number of people gathering together to be able to get blood pressure and health check screenings. Instead, we're going to be doing this virtually, and it's free for everyone this year since there's no screening involved.
All right. Now, Pete, this is usually a team program, right? How's it going to be handled this year?
Yeah, no teams this year, Scott, just individuals. Since there are no screenings and kind of team points, we're looking for people that are committed to improving their health and spending this 12-week program. We're going to be providing people with a regular newsletter, with videos, with information about how to promote healthy behaviors, and all of that is free to anyone who signs up. So this year, without the screenings, the only requirement is that you sign up with FHN.org.
We're talking to Pete Wilging. He is the FHN in the FHN marketing department at FHN and the FHN Dial the Doc program. Hey, Pete, is there any competition angle to the program this year?
Yeah, that's a good question because typically, as many people know, there is a team competition and there are prizes that are given to teams that score the best in the pre-screening and then the post-screening. Since there are no screenings this year, there's no competitive element this year, you know, other than for people that will want to do their personal best, we're not going to have that competitive portion. We're really encouraging people to step out of their comfort zones, to try new exercise routines, try new foods, encouraging people to try to drink more water and eat healthier, strengthen and develop other healthy behaviors. So it's more of kind of a personal effort this year, given the pandemic, and more of a virtual take.
Is this, and I think I ask this every year, is this a weight loss program promoted by FHN?
Well, you know, I think that's an important question to ask each year, Scott, because I think a lot of times some people see it as just that, as a weight loss program, but it's really more of a wellness program. You know, it's more to promote, you know, healthy behaviors and healthy habits. You know, losing weight may be part of somebody's, you know, personal goal, but the focus of Get Fit is really healthy behaviors, feeling fit, feeling better, and getting ready for the summer season.
What are some of the things you plan to share with the participants who actually participate this year in the Get Fit Challenge?
Yeah, well, this year there's going to be a lot more information that's going to be brought out to participants. We're planning on doing some videos that by FHN specialists, things about safe exercise, the importance of weight training, how to safely exercise during the pandemic, you know, the importance of getting outdoors and getting back into it again. We've got some specific exercise programs that will be given during these videos. We also, as we always do, will provide healthy recipes, you know, different types of diets and which may be safe and which may be not safe. You know, there's no compromise with flavor and fun when eating healthy, and the recipes will really help to kind of share that. We plan on getting information out about strengthening your immune system through exercise and food choices, and that's, of course, important during the pandemic. And we'll be doing a weekly newsletter with help tips and great recipes every time, you know, how to continue to stay safe during the pandemic, information about COVID vaccines and vaccinations. So there's really a lot of good stuff here, and it's all for free.
Will there be any other elements to the program this year as well?
You know, Scott, we are planning some surprises. You know, sometimes people have been used to T-shirts and other things with the Get Fit program. We're working on some interesting kind of twists this year. You know, but if I told you now, it wouldn't be much of a surprise when it comes out. So I'm going to kind of keep that close.
Gotcha. Okay. And how will people track their involvement and activity then if they're not going to get together and have the tracking?
Yeah, that's a good question. We will have some basic online tracking through the FHN website, which you can do through your computer or your smartphone. But it's more individual this time. It's not competitive, so it's not going to be quite as formal. You know, so people can choose to track their activities any way they choose. The only real requirement is that you sign up. You're not required then to go in and track activities and go to a final screening. The main thing is to pursue these healthy ventures with the help from the FHN Get Fit information.
All right, couple housekeeping things. When does this challenge, the Get Fit Challenge, when does it begin?
You know, Scott, we're really kind of looking at weather because a lot of what we're going to encourage people to do exercise-wise is outdoors. So right now we're looking at either the 15th or 22nd of March. So you'll want to be checking out FHN.org and check out FHN social media channels to get more information and to get that start date.
All right. And how long will the program last?
Just like every year, the program is a 12-week program, so it'll be over just in time for summer and in time for the Miles and Minutes program that, again, helps people to track their healthy activities.
All right, Pete. And how can people learn more and sign up for the Get Fit program with FHN?
Yes, Scott. As I said, be checking FHN.org. Also, our Facebook channel, go to facebook.com/FHN Health, and you'll be finding out more information and the start date.
All right, Pete. Always great to talk to you. Great information again today. We'll talk again soon, all right?
You bet. Thank you very much.
Pete Rogang here today. He's the FHN, a member of the FHN marketing team, and the preceding, of course, is FHN Dial the Doc program, and the preceding brought to you today, sponsored by FHN.